Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of Optimize Your Life on the Blog Radio Network, which is a computerized, driven, worldwide program that brings to you what we call Optimize Your Life program. We like to say, serve up hope for lunch. And I am your host today. My name is Ron Clayton. I live in Buffalo, New York, and we, of course, travel and promote all over the world. And today you're going to have the privilege of meeting a gentleman shortly that will do some description, introduction, but you'll meet Rick Reese, who is not only a mentor, an asset, and a leader. And you know what's neat about him is the fact that he not only can talk with authority, but with experience of the things that he and his wife, Brenda, have been able to do in life for many, many, many people. When we talk about changing your life, boy, I'm telling you, he is definitely the guy you want to talk to. So, guys, as you're listening in here and as we go on, we'll have more people joining us shortly. I think it's August 12th, if I'm not mistaken. And we serve up hope every day, Monday through Friday at noon Eastern Time. And you're welcome to join us. We archive this show, so it's available so that other folks can turn around and they can listen in and they can record it themselves or have it recording. And what's even more better, watch the language, right? English here. I'm definitely not an English expert. But what we do is we make it available so you can expand this to other friends and people you know, friends and loved ones, that you'd like to hear the message of hope. And being that able to do that because a gentleman and his wife named Joel and Artis Griffin, Dr. Joel, well, a little over 10 years ago, sat in his living room overlooking Canandaigua Lake at had a condominium at that time. And at the fireplace, he signed up for some official state, federal paperwork certifying the organization of the Hope Collection. The Hope Collection has a theme. It's called Helping Others by Helping Them Help Others. And so our whole program, both today and every day, because we have different themes on different days of the week, is all dedicated and committing to helping lifting people up. I just got here. I'm just actually opening up the show just as we started here today at noon. I was at the bank this morning doing, you know, stuff you got to do with a bank. And I was taking some of those checks that I get from the travel company that we're affiliated with that gave us an ownership position in the world economy and recognition that we are international travel agents. And that's created a cash stream for my wife and I, and we're building equity. And what it's all about, I like to use the word, we are canceling out generational prosperity, generational poverty to create generational prosperity. We're going to talk about that a little bit today. But the person that I want to I want to get on the phone to talk to you has become not only a good friend, but a spiritual guide. He's someone who has insights that he has the Holy Spirit walking and working in his life. Not ashamed to talk about that. A lot of people, a lot of businesses try to do things immoral. And I would tell you if there's, I cringe every time I hear about this organization. It's a brand new organization that just started that wants to help women. It's great, and they're going to do all these great things, and they mention them. But there's one element that's missing in their whole program, faith. And I want to tell you quite out frankly, if you don't have faith as a centerpiece of your organization, it ain't going to last. The enemy will take you out. You don't have any protection in any way, shape, or form, because in the end, beyond anything we do, you better have the Holy Spirit behind you and the help of the Holy Spirit, because the world out there is not here for us. And I'm going to tell you, that's why I want to introduce you to Rick Reese, because he has demonstrated both in life and action and activities, passions, hobbies, all those things, and his work. And if you look at the track record of his life, you'll see how the Lord has led him become the leader that he is. Today, running an organization called Marketplace Ministries, which enhances people's ability
to understand where they're at in this world, their calling, and how to use it to maximize the gifts that God gave them to make this a better world. Rick Reese, Adam.
Hey, Ron. How's it going, my friend?
Well, you hear me. I'm almost out of breath. I did it all in one breath.
Awesome.
Rick, the real reason I'm late starting today, I went into the bank again. I just had to put
You're not late starting. I just came on.
Oh,
that was right on time.
But you have to know that's you came on time. You came on time. I just turned it on a second before you joined.
However, would know because your timing is always perfect. And so nobody would know. You know, that's one of the things that's interesting. It's good to be on the show. And that Brenda and I, my wife and I, we talk about it all the time. And I'll always just say it, that my timing is always perfect. And do you know that rings true in all that I do? You know, it always works out that it's perfect, even if it's like 1 second before. And then I'd say, that's great. My timing is always perfect. Even if it's 30 seconds.
Well, there was a reason for it, though. And I was at the bank.
Oh, you had to cash some checks?
No, not cash them. I had to deposit them. See, if you have to cash a check, it's because you need the money. I'm so blessed.
Right, right.
I honestly do not live worrying about money or what I'm going to do or when I'm going to do it. No, I don't walk out the door and say I'm going to go buy an electric car for $60,000. But if I walk out the door, I know that I can go buy something. Because I have, long time ago, turned over my assets, money, whatever comes my way, a long time ago, turned that over to the Lord totally.
That is so awesome.
So,
That is so awesome.
I have family members that can't understand how we live so freely. It's not that we're like, it's not because we have great wealth. We don't. But we have prosperity in God's world in the world we know where he wants us to be. And we're never questioning what he wants us to do. And,
you know,
I don't question what it takes.
I woke up this morning and I was thinking about you and Linda over in, you know, just before the show, I was thinking about you and Linda over in Holland and Anne Frank. And when he was telling me about going to the Anne Frank home, the museum, and that whole experience, and I just went, wow. And a lot of people don't know, you know, the things that you actually went through to get to the position where you were standing, I guess, in line to get into Anne Frank's home.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you do that? Okay, so you was on a cruise though.
Yeah, we actually were, but that cruise started in Amsterdam, Holland. And we had to stay, come in the night before, and we stayed at, actually it turned out we didn't know it, but the number one property, Hilton Corporation considers their number one property is the Hilton in Amsterdam. It is a beautiful hotel. John Lennon liked it so much, he got in bed and wouldn't get out, and they put big pictures of him and Oko in the bed. They wheeled out in the street because that's the only reason they could get him out of the hotel. It's a historical site. But it's right on the canals of Holland. It's incredible. But we were there the night before. Well, we came in a day before we went on the cruise, because our first stop was actually we were able to go to where Anne Frank's home was. And for some people, Anne Frank it's one of the historical items, and most until recently, it's one of the historical things that people talked about and taught. And what it was is her family were under prosecution, and were really in a position of being killed if they didn't turn themselves in. But instead, they had some people that were loving, risk-taking, caring people, and they hid them in a third, fourth floor in between built hiding place in a home. And eventually the Nazis came and found them because someone leaked, and they came and captured them, and most of the families ended up dying in the long run anyways. Because when Anne Frank lived, and she wrote a biography about it, talking about living under the threat and living in hiding for years from the evil one of Hitler. And that was evil. And so that story has been not only cherished, but promoted in the world history in that place. It's there. It's a historical spot. And now there's a museum there, too, and that's what we really got a chance to go through. What it taught us is that the reason that we know about it today is because people who are willing to die for the fighting for the freedom to have free faith, free freedom, free living, fought and died to make that happen. That was World War II. We still have people that do that today for us, and we honor them to the highest level. Every day and every week and every month, there's some kind of holiday or dedication. Anyone who has served, we serve them back today. This is what Hope Collection does. So because of that, and that would never have happened if it wasn't for the vision that you and Brenda had. It may have started out as a hobby, but that hobby took you into a realization that you had a means, a tool, that you could touch people's lives. And now you found out about it, you played with it, literally, and then you discovered the value. When you did that, you turned into an income-generating residual entity that created value and prosperity for your family forward. And because of that, and you were willing to share from your heart and share what you learned, and you believe that that's what we're supposed to do, you intentionally did it. And God has blessed you for it. And we're the recipients of that. We're recipients of that love.
That is so powerful, what you're saying. And I know, we've been in the travel, Brenda and I have been in the travel industry since 2004. And we came in just to travel. Like, hey, travel wholesale, write it off, get paid to go. That was the slogan. And but then it was so much more, it was one of those things where you want to make sure that your family is okay, that you, like you just said, revenue generating, being able to get a commission in beyond the job, and being able to build residual income to last in your latter years. And I began to realize how important that was. To have that, to be postured, and to have the family in position. And then, of course, once we got in position, it was one of those things where, well, if it's that important for us, it's got to be important for other people, to have your family in position, to have you personally in position. And not just the man of the home, which has a certain responsibility, I think. Of course, we live in the day and age now, but where the man has a certain responsibility to the family, to be that income generator and, and doing the things that men do. Of course, teamwork makes the dream work, because the wives are the ones that really make it happen. As we know, we've all married up. But taking on that responsibility, coming out of the military, myself, retired military, one of the things that I was thinking about is, hey, I got to do something. I can't just live the life of leisure and in retirement. I want to continue to advance the family. I want to continue to secure the future. And looking at my position, it's like, okay, I need to do something. We were in the travel business just to travel back in 2004. But Ron, I looked over my shoulder in 2005. And in 2006, and these folks were making millions, because it at a time when online travel, we were the pioneers in online travel, and being able to provide a travel business to just regular people. Prior to that, we had the traditional travel agencies, and it was like a trade secret. How it was to go and get an airline ticket, you know, they reach behind the desk and they're doing all this secretly stuff, and, you know, they pop up a ticket. Oh, there you go. You're ready to go, Mr. Reese. You know, and they're hiding their computers and their systems, and it's a trade. It's an insider secret in the travel industry. So then comes a company, and you know, a previous company, and they say, no, we're going to open this up, reveal the secret to regular people that they can work out of their home in the travel industry. And 2005, 2006, that concept exploded, and we were the leaders. Now, we didn't put the traditional travel agencies to rest or out of business. Technology actually did that, because that's when Expedia came out, and, you know, and everybody said, well, I could just book online. Why go to a travel agent and pay the markup fee when Expedia, I can go there and just buy my airline tickets? And so it was a shift in technology. And but we caught that shift with the company that we had that allowed regular people like you and I to become travel agents working from home. And I still didn't know that it was a business. But getting back to what you were saying, I saw, and I'm a military guy, and so one of the things that I worked in the military was logistics and getting military supplies, you know, to the front lines, you know, doing all those kinds of things and making sure logistics, and they had a supply chain. And so I'm familiar with this whole supply chain and how things work. And as soon, Ron, as I saw the travel business we had, the first thing that popped in my mind is that this is logistics. This is a real, you know, this is a real industry. This is an industry where in the travel business, travel product gets to a global marketplace, and we have access to a commission structure, right, to get paid in doing that. And assisting. And so I'm like, this is a tool, you know, not just a travel business. And a light came on that it's not just a tool for me, but it's a tool for other people. And we began, I haven't missed, the company has not missed paying me, like you said, a check since 2004. And here's something that was really interesting. In 2008, when we had that little economy hiccup, and during the pandemic, that 2020, where we had that hiccup, I still got a check based on work that I did back in 2004, 2005. The check still came. Like you said, the check still deposited. Never missing a beat. Since 2004.
That's an incredible testimony. You know, I saw on TV actually this morning, there were people that 2 years ago today made a choice, and our government said, because you made that choice, you no longer have a job. These were people in the healthcare industry that were saving lives. They committed their lives. They sacrificed their lives, and they lost their income. They lost their livelihood. Now, there were things that came back. The government put out some money to help people get by or not go under. A lot of them did. But as of last night, after a trial, these people now are being restored. There was a loss, and also there was a benefit, because they shouldn't have lost what they lost because of an edict. But if these people had an independent income, they wouldn't have needed the job. The problem is that our generation has been taught to be dependent. We've been taught to be dependent on a paycheck on Friday with medical and vacation and who knows what, you know, free jelly beans at the end of the week and a day off on your birthday. We become sated, satisfied to the level that we become lethargic instead of being intentional about what we were created to do, which is to reach out and help others. And when you do that, God's rule, that his blessing and his mercy will just covereth and cover all multitude of sins and problems and resolve issues and give us a way not to harm us. So I just covered about five scriptures in the last few minutes that I've talked when I've talked. The issue comes down to trust and obey. And now I'm
trust
sorry,
and
this isn't church. This isn't church, but if you're part of us, we are a faith-based organization, and we follow the guidance of the God that has led us and is leading us. And when we live within his will and direction that he gives us, we got the manual. And if we follow the manual, we can be so blessed incredibly. And I know that you have a marketplace ministry. And I know that on that ministry, you teach how each of us have been given talents and a direction and a place. A lot of people go through their entire lives, Rick, and never really find out where they belong. But,
hey, Ron.
Hello, Derek. Welcome to the show. Thank you for being
how
on.
How are you?
Hello, Derek.
Hey, Rick, how are you?
Doing good.
We've got a lot
good
of
to hear your voice.
New friends on the show today, Derek. So, and by the way, if anybody is new that's joined the show, my name is Ron Clayton. I'm your host of the Hope Collection, Optimize Your Life radio show. Today is called Travel Tuesday. Just so happens we've got the expert in understanding and working and helping people to really get a control of income in their life and in control of their finances and create residual income, break the cycle of poverty. Now, do we have some new guests that maybe are on the show for the first time? And I know I invited a couple of ladies I met at the bank today. Are you on board, Victoria?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I sure can. Welcome.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's an honor. Thank you so much.
Well,
hi, Victoria.
This is Rick Reese. I was just talking about him a little bit. I met Victoria and her mother at the bank this morning, and they're talking about how they believe in the principles that we believe in, and they love life, and they want to live, and they want to be examples. They're serving God in a great way. They have families. They want to bless them. They want them to be blessed, Rick. And I just shared with a couple things about hope and you. I told them how, as my mentor, and Lynn, my wife and I, our mentor, you have led us incredibly, both in our spiritual side of our life and because we get to travel around the world. We didn't talk a lot about that, but I gave my card, so they know that I'm a travel agent. But Rick,
well, nice.
This is Victoria. She's a mom. She wants good things for her family. And we just met, and they were at the bank to set up a nonprofit 501c3 and get themselves
one. Wow.
So
really, what's the vision of the nonprofit, Victoria?
Can you hear me? Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can now. What's the vision? That is exciting.
Well, yes, truly, and thank you for that opening, Ron. I appreciate that. And yes, the vision is really, really to help those who cannot help themselves, assisting those who cannot assist themselves. And our main focus is the homelessness, the ones who are displaced, and the one who suffer from dis-ease. And et cetera. You know, those are people. Those are the main focus.
Boy, you're talking my talk. That is so, yeah, that's cool. You know, when I was telling the story, when I retired from the military, I went into corporate America in 2005, and I left corporate America in 1997, and I left in 2004, corporate America, to go into the community, to serve in the community. And it was a whole other world I was introduced to, that people working jobs and living their regular lives in cities, they don't even see that world. You know, they drive by, they see a homeless person, they really don't really connect that's an entire world. You know, the community within the community that is invisible.
Yes,
and when I left my job, I actually went out into the Lord to go into the community, and I began to see that world and serve on boards and commissions that were providing services to the work that population, and getting them their needs and different things like that. And I was just amazed that that's something that's happening every single day, that the average person has no idea, you know, the depth of it. And everybody's got a reason why they're homeless or in that particular situation, and they've got a story. But, you know, if we come in,
yes,
we're able to come into that world and say, okay, how can I assist? And so the Lord, instead of sending me to another job, he had me go into that world to serve. And he said, don't ask for any money. Just go. And I want you to observe. And I was able to see, and I was able to understand. And as you heard me mention earlier, we were in the travel business, but I didn't know that it was a source for funds. I thought it was just fun. And the Lord actually connected business to being in that world, and he prospered the travel business as I shared it with other people, where it was creating wealth that allowed me to not have to ask for money, but to be able to serve and keep my wife happy. You know, I got mommy happy and nobody happy. But I was able to stay and sustain myself in that world. And I asked and prayed and said, Lord, create a pipeline of wealth that flows from this industry. Happened to be travel, but now in marketplace ministry, any business. Father, prosper this business that creates a pipeline of wealth that allows me to do the calling that I'm in, you know, whatever I've been called to do. And he did that. The Lord did that, and that evolved into marketplace ministry, using business tools to create wealth, to not only provide personal freedom, but also to create a pipeline of wealth that can flow into the community to meet real needs within the community without asking for anything in return. Can you imagine that? That's amazing how that can happen. And, of course, spreading his gospel around the world. But that was the model, the going-in model that I wanted to see him do. And that was 2004, and it's been working that way ever since, even today. And so I'm totally familiar. And so in the travel business that we talk about on Tuesdays, since I have that as a background, what you're talking as a background, I'm looking and saying, okay, I've got this travel business. How can I slice and dice it to meet the needs within the community? And so the different products in Surge 365, the different products, travel products, one is something called the Vortex. And people book online nowadays. They go to booking.com, they go to Expedia, they go to Priceline. Well, Priceline and Expedia have groups that own all the other booking engines, and they actually set the public rates. It's not bad, it's business. Surge, our company, comes in and says, hey, we've got the Vortex, and the Vortex is password protected, so we take it out of the public space so we can now pass on savings that are lower than Priceline and Expedia. You can't do that in the public space. You have to honor something called parity. But because we are password protected, we can pass on savings up to 60% through the Vortex. And so when I saw that, I said, you know, that's pretty cool because I can get that out to the world. They can book through that Vortex, save up to 60%. But here's something that the company does. The company pays the owner of the Vortex 60% of whatever that person who books, 60% of whatever they save. So if they say, if I give out this free link, person saves $100, $60 is coming to the owner of the Vortex. And so I'm like, hey, you know what? I can use this for fundraising, right? That I don't have to manage, so we can get money in the community. And that's the Vortex for fundraising. Another product that's part of the Surge of product line, travel product, is something called the travel agency. And Ron, we got something coming. You're going to love. I was on a meeting yesterday. Something's coming to travel, the travel side. So the travel agency is all the travel agencies in the past were like brick and mortar. They've gone out of business, and the whole industry has shifted online in the U.S. And so we have a travel agency where a person has a career opportunity can become a travel advisor. And so, of course, in the community, I'm like, you know what? We need skills that pay the bills. And if I can put skills into these people, the homeless people and others in the community, you know, in this population that are looking to advance, that maybe don't have a college degree, through the travel agency, I have access to travel training. So if this person wants to become a Disney specialist, the training is free. It's online. If this person wants to become a SeaWorld specialist, you know, all the training, special needs travel, these are real skills. And so Travel Agent University and all this training is online, consolidated. And so I have access in the business to point anybody to the training. And once they complete a particular class, a Bahamas specialist, a Buffalo specialist, they complete that training, they actually get a certificate of completion. And so one of the things I was saying, hey, I could take a homeless person, run them through Dress for Success, run them through how to interview, and I can open up this training to them. They can become a Hyatt specialist, a Marriott specialist, so that if there is a hiring event, at the Hyatt, let's say, this person has taken their online training here. You know, they're not asking permission. We're giving them access to it, and they get a certificate from Hyatt saying, I'm a Hyatt specialist. Not only that, I'm a luxury travel specialist. I'm a Marriott specialist. I'm a Bahamas specialist. I'm a vacation specialist. And we put together these portfolios. And so at the local Hyatt hiring event, they go in with their resume. They go in with their certificates, you know, training certificates, travel training certificates, and they get hired. And so now I'm seeing, oh, hey, this is a career opportunity as a community person that I can help people acquire skills that pay the bills. And then the third product is a membership, Wholesale Travel Club membership. And Ron and I, we work with organizations and businesses and schools and ministries. This Wholesale Travel Club membership says the public price set by Expedia and Priceline is set at this level. The Vortex comes in up to 60%. Well, the membership comes in up to 70%. You know, it's even deeper savings. And so in working and understanding with boards and commissions, and of churches and organizations, they're looking to save money. And so we work with them with the membership. And so me, of course, with the vision like you have of community, I'm looking at travel totally different than people that are even in the business. People in the business say, oh, yeah, I can travel and I can make money. I'm like, no. I don't say no, but no, this is a tool. Isn't that cool? And that's what we do. And that's the Hope Collection. And then I meet guys like Ron of the Hope Collection that are just awesome and have that same focus. I mean, I'm sure when you met Ron, you said, boy, excitement. I haven't seen this kind of excitement in a long time.
Yes, sir. That is everything you said is absolutely astounding. You know, it's so great to meet people of the same, like minds. You know, we have a solution. A solution is simple, you know. Good people, stop fighting good people, you know, and the world will change overnight if we just unite and unify with the same cause. It's impossible for it not to change. You know, a lot of people that's homeless and that we've met, a lot of them, all of them are not financially in debt. All of them are, everybody is different. Some of them just spiritually broken. And, you know, and it's way deeper than, like, finances when it comes to the homeless man or woman. And so, you know, it's our main and major focus to get them, you know, uplifted in the mind first, because, you know, without the head, the body shall fall. But that's all great. You know, all of that is great. And again, we appreciate the invite on the show, and the love, you know, and the love. We're so grateful. And, again, a lot of homeless people are not financially unstable. We have some
and
people
so,
who just, you know,
so,
don't want to be.
And so
yeah.
Here's something that was interesting. Here's something that was interesting. And that is exactly right, what you're saying. Finances, of course, is a huge thing, but it's not finances. And that was the birth of Marketplace Ministry. Marketplace Ministry, of course, what I just described, brings in the finances. But Marketplace Ministry says, okay, help me help others identify their purpose. This is the problem with the homeless and others, and people who even are not homeless. And that was the birth of the Marketplace Ministry. Help me understand why I'm on this planet. What is my purpose? And so we walk people through, and you want to understand this yourself, because this is the world that you're going to be in, that you are in. But what is the purpose? Why am I here? So imagine taking a homeless person and helping them walk through to understand their spiritual purpose, why they were placed on this earth. When they understand, we have, and that's the Marketplace Ministry, we have things that we're walking through to kind of help them to at least get in the position to tarry before the Lord to find what that is. But once they understand that purpose, they now begin to walk in spiritual authority. They walk in spiritual authority, which gives them a different posture, you know. And
yeah,
in your work,
well, good afternoon. I'm just jumping on, double-dutching on up in here because it's just getting so juicy. And I'm, like, excited. I'm like, well, I want to just get my little juice in here right quick, you know, because I'm Victoria's aunt slash mother. I'm so blessed and I'm so overly excited, and I couldn't hold my composure when you said, you know, that the Marketplace Ministry offers a strong mind point to help people to financially uplift themselves, and where we come in at, we connect. So see, we're twins now because we've been to Plains, Georgia. We sat with I'm just excited. We sat with the president there. I think his son was also a senator here in Buffalo, New York, the Carters. Just what a wonderful family. I didn't get to sit down and eat dinner with them, but I was invited due to us going out underneath for those grounds, back in the backwoods, and sitting with that community that you're talking about. And one of the reasons that my niece knows the calling for them, because we have documentation of us walking in the back with them and telling us what they need. Actually, like she said,
yes.
The ones we met, you know, for me, one of the reasons I discovered in the 30 years I've been doing this is
Amen.
That it's just not enough of us. See, we are ministry. You have a brilliant ministry. I applaud it. I'm a partner of it. As of today, we are bounded by HIP, and I come with a lot, so all I got is yours.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, until a homeless man or one broken coming out of prison, which we'll be doing later, which I'm definitely hoping that Marketplace can help assist some of the brilliant prisoners that's coming out broken financially or coming in spiritually, whatever one's journey is. They must see Marketplace. They must see Platinum and Gold, which is us. They must see Varsity House, which is us. They must see Rescue in Our Future, which is us. They must see Rising Times on the front line, which is us, all together. I wanted to make it clear to our friend that we met, and I asked him personally, like people say, oh, she don't say nothing, but I'm that open mouth. If God created me, no man can hush me. And what I'm saying is I wanted to send out these waves to our Trump supporters. I'm not trying to, you know, do no political stuff. I'm not trying to raise nothing because we're not violent people. We're peacemakers. And I just wanted to send a vibe out to him and let him know that some of us see him, and we are a part of that. We honor him, salute this movement, because you're standing up for human rights. You're standing up for love. You're standing up for good business. You're standing up for everyone to live sufficiently. So if that don't come in colors, it don't come, and it don't matter who's lighting up on it. When those people that we're talking about see me and you in names and banners and flags standing together in vision, that we're reachable. Damn, we can eat at the same table. We got to go out there and entertain them. They don't have to get a concert from Jay-Z and then have to pay $1,200. A piss on Jay-Z with a very kind word. I love you, sir. I don't mean no disrespect. I'm just saying, he ain't that serious. We that serious. Our people is that serious. So over here, I'm going to pass the mic back to my niece. We offer the entertainment of the world. We offer the animals close up to touch a horse, to ride a horse. And all this is free. We offer networking. We offer for you to tell me how your mother made that lasagna last night. So I'm going to pass the mic and the homeless people, broken people.
Okay. So,
rich people. So, you know, all these rich people, all these multimillionaire peoples, and all, my king, he's rich. You know, he got his own money. And, you know, but we are all these rich people.
Okay.
But we got to get on this moving publishing bus we got going on, and come and let them see them all get off the bus. We all sizes, all colors. We got canes. We had strokes. We got diabetes. We got cancer, and we here. That's what it seems like organizations do. We get in these nonprofits, but yet we still walk the gauntlet of the people who put us in this position, and they come in all colors, all countries, and all of
all
that. So
colors.
I'm going to pass the mic. My
all
name
colors.
Is Roxanne.
What's your name?
Rising Tide. We here with you. For the one who invited us, my newfound, you know, that's my uncle, that's my brother. I love him. I love his wife. I can't wait to meet her. And I'm telling you, he automatically came in and took charge. He felt like he felt an angel. He took charge of an angel, and he knew we needed him as an angel in those moments. So God bless you all. I thank you so much. I'm going to continue to listen. What's the name of my name?
Okay.
Coming.
Hey, you have blessed me.
We love you. We love you.
Amen. You have blessed me. And so that sums it up. But here's the additional part to that, though. Here's the additional part, and we was talking about the people. They don't just need money, but they do need money because, you know, it takes money to buy land. But here's the additional part. Once they identify their spiritual authority and their purpose, we help them. We help them. We walk them through. And they understand their spiritual authority, and many times they've got to refresh on that because it's forgotten because of all the different things that have happened. But if we can refresh a person to understand, here is why you're on this planet, and they understand it from themselves.
Okay, so let me double dutch in there with you, because we're here with a solution. This is a solution for all Bible readers and scholars. I have many of them, 7 books of Moses, all of them here. I mean, I went through a lot of them. So this is what I conclude, that in the last books shouldn't have been considered the last books. First of all, we got all these 66 books, and they just put in there any kind of way they want to. We got all this Muslim stuff, and they just design it where they want to. I'm not mad at anyone. What I am saying is there are promises that this creator of ours made to the righteous.
Come on.
And I
Amen.
Am that righteous person today that's going to stand out in the middle of the street for the same God that took that rainbow and circled it around the sun when the massacre hit Buffalo. I'm going to talk to that God, and I want me and you and our friend and all our families around the world to stand up and talk to him and tell him it's time for him to keep his promises. We don't need to go to man. I can't teach these people how to come up. We got all this porno, all this child trafficking, all these gangs. We got too many components against the righteous man. So the righteous man needs to act like they know God and come out in the street, because he said, when my children who are called by my name, they're going to call me out one day, and that's the day I'm going to water the land. So I want all ministers to promise me today that you're going to ask him, not me, not my niece, not your friend, but God himself. I am looking for him. You tell him in your prayers that you met a woman that you're asking him with all sincerity and humbleness. It's time for him to show his promises. We need him now.
Amen. Okay. Amen. It's true. It's true. And so you have the spiritual authority. The other thing is the vision that God has given. God shows the end from before the beginning. What is the vision that he has shown you? If I'm talking to a homeless person, they know the vision that God has shown them, and we write these down. And so that's their marketplace authority. So spiritual authority, marketplace authority, and it's something we talk about and teach on are the seven mountains. We can talk more about that later, but on the seven mountains, and this is so critical.
Well, I'm about to fill up your boat because I know so many talented children, and I'm going to tell them that I know of a marketplace, a spiritual marketplace, that you're going to need to talk to some people because they may can facilitate you and your talents so that you can take what you're talented in and be self-sufficient. So, you know, get your boat ready because what I do is I attract people. A lot of, I don't know why, maybe because I talk so much.
it's an anointing. It's an anointing.
And that anointing, but see, that is a key. And that's why they take famous people and wrap them up in this matrix and then make people pay for a talent that neither one of us gave them. It's just unfair for Jay-Z or any of them to tell us to pay $1,300 for a pair of sneakers. When I see them personally, I think I'm a popper with one of them sneakers in the Holy Ghost. But what I'm saying is, you know, I mean, it's a way to do everything, and that's just not the way. See, we got the Illuminati, which I don't have no disrespect against them either, because I don't have to mess with them, and they ain't got to mess with me, but, you know, they confront me. You know,
your gift will bring you before important people.
They seek out the gift, and then some of them will get mad, like they got this IRS thing coming. And I like to put this out in the air, too. If any one of them agents bring behind, unholy ghost feel behind, anywhere around these children, talking about some PPP loan, and IRS is stealing all their life, I'm going to make sure all my killer bees meet their behinds at the door. I got to get off your phone.
But you're right, though.
They make movies about a person that talks to animals. People forget about all of God's kingdom. See, I talk to the insect kingdom, too, and they sitting up ready, too. They tired of a man messing with the soil, and they down there choking and can't breathe, and they got COVID, too. We're tired. So you tell the IRS that we share. We love you. We got no disrespect for you. Keep your game flowing. But if you hire anybody to kill any one of these people of any color, I promise you it'll be personal with God, and they're going to meet you at your own door. You're going to be able to do it. So now mark that word.
Amen.
And if it come true, call me if it come true. If it come to pass, call me. That's all I got to say.
Amen. Hey, this is, you know, but you're absolutely right. This is spiritual warfare at the highest level. And, of course, you already know this, going into the community, working with the homeless, opening up a 501c3 is spiritual warfare at the highest level. Because why? You're setting people free. You're setting people free in his holy name. But it's worth, it's hats off to you. But you're right, it's not just money, but it is money, because having access to money is the key to helping people get set free. And when we talk about travel, and when I talk about travel, I'm looking at Expedia, $98 billion without lifting
a hand.
We're
going to be taking classes. We're going to be taking classes, my granddaughter, too. We're going to go online and take those free classes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And so, but this has been, what you're talking about has been a discovery of mine for a number of years. And that's as a person, as a community builder, I'm a community builder. But it has been a discovery that not having access to money holds people in place. And when you see a tool that provides access to money, whether it be a church, a business,
that's right,
a school, a nonprofit, that you're not asking, and I want you to hear me, that you're not asking permission for, but that a tool allows you access to. That's huge.
Praise them.
And because
praise
now you can direct that money where it really needs to go, because it's not money that you're asking permission for.
God know our loyalty and our heart. Like, I don't live with these, and I demand my children. I command them, demand them, and threaten them. I don't do liars. So everything about me is open honesty. If somebody said, oh, my God, they seen you picking up some poop, and you smelt it, and you didn't really want nobody to know that you did it. If I got caught, I'm that one. Like, you can't embarrass me on my oops or ops. So I'm open, honest book. And, you know, with that type of trust going, it's the only thing that's going to help close this down. I speak to my family constantly about how this whirlwind. I used to work for the mayor. I was a crime prevention coordinator in Rochester some years ago. And, I felt that wave. They called it being inside of a fishbowl, if you will. There's a ride, you know. People can ride up and they can feel good, and they'll forget their mission because that party the night before, that celebration the night before, and it can be in Washington. You will forget what your mission is. So with our energy coming, and then you say, well, what do the homeless? The homeless going to know what their purpose is. Well, you know, we got this kind of thing that's coming behind us that was founded by me. I call myself Uranus. I call myself the mother of Antarctica. I call myself the queen of Australia. I call myself one who knows that I was sent during this time to undo this. I know we come to unthread these flags and create another one. We must have a unity. Ain't no indivisible. The indivisible is all of us. Unless it was wrote for all of us, we want to, just like my friend said, we want to rename it, we want to reclaim it so that the indivisible can be of all of us. And that's just how it's going to be. We're not here to debate with your government. We're not here to ask Trump, his mother, with all due respect. We're not here to ask Biden because he ain't even real. Two or three of him running around, we don't care. We're not here to ask Pelosi, with all due respect. I don't mean to disrespect your name, but my children know I have a hard time pronouncing certain names. And you the one with the gravel. You know, you need, all of y'all need to hear our cry. And what we're saying today is you don't speak for us no more. That's just it. You don't speak for the righteous over here no more. I know how to plant. I know how to plant corn. I know how to plant peppers. My Iman know how to plant okras and collard greens. I don't need you to feed me. My king have hybrid organic seeds. We don't need this crazy way of society no more. If you're going to team up, allow us to team up with you, you're going in a different fashion. I didn't just get blessed today, but you got blessed today too. Why? Because we do know who we are. We do know why we down here. And I am here to tell to the homeless at this point. You said, well, why didn't you been telling them? I have. It just wasn't revolutionized. It wasn't televisionized. Now they still ain't going to put the TV on it because they don't want the world to know that our homeless people have been, they've been called on and shined on. You think God was going to just lead them out there? How? Why would he do that? And why would the righteous wouldn't even allow a God that they serve to put it out there like that? You got to hold our Father to his promises. I'm here to tell the homeless man that he can do that. When I ask him, if God was here today, what would you tell him? And whatever comes from his heart, then that's what God's going to hear. And you and I is going to sit there, and we ain't going to have to do it long because this is our time. He's going to make it come to pass, period.
The other thing that you had mentioned was the prison population and folks that are coming out. And we know they're not going to get a job. And so when I'm looking at travel now, it's a skill set for those who want
That's
to.
That's right.
Not everybody.
That's
but
right.
Exciting careers that you're not asking permission to provide to people.
That's
and so
right.
If a person
That's right.
wants to become a special needs travel specialist, a New York travel specialist, these are skills. And so Travel Agent University, a Disney travel agent.
That's right.
You know,
we'll get your office ready because I'm going to need spaces And I'm sure that there's going to be a lot of interesting ones that's going to need that space, especially the ones coming out of penitentiary. You know, they're refinding the laws pertaining to, you know, how they arrest people, jailhouses. You heard about it, and bails and so on and so forth. Well, we have a lot of them that's coming out, and they're being, you know, restructured. So, yes, I don't think you're a coincidence. I don't believe in them. So what I am
and then the other
is,
thing that you mentioned about the kids that have talents and skills and gifts that God has given them, and we know that the gift will open doors for them and bring them before great people. We know that money is attracted to their gift and that people will find them and pay them. We know that their gift is a source of value, significance, and respect, but it has to be channeled.
It has to be channeled. We're on the same page. My king, let me give you a snippet. Just a 2 second a taste, because I'm also a cook too. But just a 2 second taste of what you joined in, what you allowed and gave us privilege to come up with you. This is something that we're implementing. Just a little taste of how when we enter into business meetings and fourth meetings, this is what we're going to bring.
Oh, see, can you see by the dawn early light what so proudly hailed as the twilight left
lay? Okay, I just wanted to give him a little bit.
Now, who's that?
That's Victoria's daughter, my granddaughter on the phone. Listen, and we have plans, and she has a sponsor, a military Trump sponsor, a millionaire sponsor. They love her to death. I'm just so blessed. They said, oh, my God, paradise, we can't be happier. So this is her calling. I do believe that we have a strong calling. Because, see, I don't do petty stuff on low sales, as you can see, I don't have millions of dollars, and the level that I'm on, I got here with no loans, no borrow, no nothing. Just mind, rag mind to rich mind. I'm rich in mind, and we got ideals. We got events coming. I got celebrity chefs that's joining forces to come to Buffalo and do all kind of events. I have a professional boxer and trainer who is connected to the top official. You may even know him better than me, but we're looking to bring a boxing expeditions to the neighborhood. So all these things is really great foundations, because if they can turn around and one can say, okay, you know, we got something, we got a job for you, or we got something that can interest you, or we got to be out there in a dot connecting thing, because each of us needs each of us. Each mission needs every mission. One of us of each mission, if we was to circle and come together at one table to help one person, they will be helped that day, that hour, because we're not going to let them go until we know that it is one. So, I mean,
amen.
If until what you want to raise up their mindset, their eyes and their heart and their ears must feel, see, and hear that you and I have took that foundation you have. That you can gladly say, oh, well, me and my wife, we heard you. But how about, let's not talk about that right now. How about what's supposed to be given to them be connected with what God will bless us to give to them, and now they got more of that, and we were not going to let one go, not one. No, you don't take no piece of paper and sign. No. We want hugs and haircuts. We've got barbers who's volunteering to cut hair. We got a nail tech that's volunteering to do pedicures, and we have. Say it again, Victoria. Please take over. I'm talking too much.
Tell them what
all the children, the prison population, and the homeless. There are
ladies.
Needs. Go ahead, Victoria.
Well, I just was going to just edify everybody's and like the queen was saying, you know, also hairstylists. We're going to also give treatments to women, because, you know, our women and men need both the uplifting in their minds. And, you know, out, you know, they have an inner, but also the outer appearance. You know, once they feel good, they want to look good. So, and so I was willing to, like, donate my services. I've been doing here, and my auntie slash mother been doing here since, you know, forever. And I also know how to do hair, so I was one to donate my services. And we also have other friends who work in the hair salon who also want to join forces with us as well to, you know, make women look beautiful and make them feel good about themselves so that they can have the, you know, the courage to be all they can be, you know. And like the queen was saying, it's just all about spreading the love and really having good intentions, you know. And then that
absolutely
means a lot. So
I hate to interrupt, guys, but our show,
you know, they
our
know
show is ending.
They know if you really want to help them.
Queen and Victoria, I just want to let everyone know that our show is scheduled and it shuts off. Well, the 10 seconds, we're in 10 seconds right now. But I want to thank you for coming today. We want to welcome you back. But more importantly, after the show at some time, I gave you my card and phone number to reach me. We should probably have some more conversations to talk about how we might be able to functionally move things forward and bless a lot of other people going together. So I thank you for taking, you know, you blindly, I gave you an invitation, you showed up. That's
amen.
Faith. That's trust. that's following the Lord's leading. And, you know, it's involved. My part,
so
your part, together, we mutually.
We
it's just a great excitement.
And we fell in yours. We fell
amen.
In your bosom. We don't rest in everybody's bosom, but we fell in yours. So we don't argue with God. We don't question him in that area. I know you were sent to us. So whatever he sent us together to do, I am 100%. You can call me 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. It don't matter.
Well, amen. Amen. Thanks, Ron. And so
well,
it's good to talk to you, Queen
you,
and Victoria. Blessings upon blessings. We'll see you.
Thank you.
We'll be back again.
All righty. Your phone number is 256-71.
You?
This is Ron. 216-7147.
Yes. Is that
okay.
your number, Victoria?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, either one would be great.
Okay. And can I?
Okay.
There's two things I'd like to recommend. Now, I gave you this recommendation. I think I get a sense that you liked what you heard today and you were moved by it. Well, I'm going to give you a website to go to. And it's not the number, the address I'm going to give you on the website is called thehopecollection.com. It will tell you when you get there, there's a video that comes up, and you're going to meet a girl named Lisa, and she's going to tell you what the Hope Collection is and what it does, and then there's other videos that keep going forward, and then you'll see Mayor Brown talk about the African-American Veterans Monument, which we support building and dedicating this year. So you can find all that out. So if you go to that site, then we can talk some more. You'll have more input and understanding about who we are. And then you can ask more questions, too, and then we'll go from there because there's more. And then from there, I can get you connected directly with Rick and the Marketplace Ministries. He's my partner.
Okay. Well, I tell
God
you
bless
this,
you.
I tell you, hey, I'm just obedient. And the Lord and our God is just, that's just what it is, and I'm excited. So we're going to finish off that assignment. We're going to that website. We're going to complete it. We're going to overstand it, and then we'll let you go to the next step, like you said. I love it.
Okay.
Thank you. I love you. Could you kiss your wife for us?
Give
her two
too.
Big hugs on both cheeks, and tell her we're coming for a nice hug.
Okay. We accept
okay.
it. By the way, my wife's name is Linda, and Rick's wife is Brenda. And they're both mighty men, mighty women of God, both of them.
Lady woman of God. Oh, my God. I can't wait. I'm so excited, Ron. I really am. I really am. Thank you so much for
receiving
us.
Thank you for being, you were generous to me this morning. You know, you showed love before we even knew each other. You showed love to me and respect and help. You didn't have to do that. You didn't have to do that. You did what God said was help those who need help. You did it. You didn't think about it. You just did it. So I respect you. That's why I invited you to be on this call today.
Well, I guess I'll pass that test, and I'm going to praise him. Well, that's what I'm going to do off the phone. We're just going to walk around the house praising him, giving him all the praise for today. Thank you so much,
me
and
too.
I can't wait to get back to you soon.
Okay, Victoria.
Thank
bye,
you.
Queen. Bye-bye.
Thank you again. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.